from the WGXC Newsroom. This is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Rick Collin reports for the Times Union that New York's Department of Environmental Conservation said May 5th that the Holcomb Lafarge cement plant in Ravenna is not allowed to burn tires in its kiln. The DEC said in a prepared statement, and I quote, "We are modifying this facility's Title V air permit to remove the authorization to burn tire-derived fuel, or TDF. The Lafarge facility currently lacks the infrastructure to burn TBS and has not, nor has it ever, completed the steps necessary to burn tires pursuant to this permit," end quote. It is unclear if the international company will appeal the decision or add the proper infrastructure to burn tires. Spokesperson Jocelyn Gerst said, and I quote, "We received the DEC's correspondence this afternoon and are reviewing it. We will be weighing all available options," end quote. Environmental activists were happy with the announcement. Judith Ink, a former EPA regional administrator, mentioned that the cement plant is across the street from the Ravenna Coyman Selkirk School complex. She said, and I quote, "This is good news for the people in the Capital District who want to breathe clean air," end quote. Records show Holcomb has been planning to burn tires in the southern Albany County since at least 2017. The town of Coyman's passed a law against tire burning, but in 2020, a new administration headed by current supervisor George McHugh was voted into office and weakened the rules. Christine Primamo, a local environmentalist, wondered if Lafarge was planning to burn municipal garbage in the kiln. Primamo said of the decision, and I quote, "This is a start," end quote. She added, and I quote, "It's taken all these years," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Andrea Mako is reporting for Porcupine Sioux. Cairo officials are examining how to offer some financial relief to the hotels, boarding houses, and all-inclusive destinations located within the town's borders. Cairo Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Michael Asli has been investigating a resort tax proposal for some time, and on Monday, May 3rd, he updated the Cairo Town Board on his findings. Asli said, and I quote, "It's basically centered around the fact that we have lost a number of resorts over the past decade or thereabouts," end quote. And if the resort owner is forced to sell and the property is purchased by a nonprofit, it goes off the tax rolls, he noted. Asli explained, and I quote, "We are trying to come up with a way to give a little bit of incentive or a helping hand to the resorts, especially in light of the fact that COVID came up," end quote. He added, and I quote, "Any little bit can help," end quote. The proposal would include a partial town tax abatement or property tax break. Asli said he has been in conversation with the Greene County Industrial Development Agency, and such a proposal is possible for the agency to engineer. He encouraged the board to meet with the IDA. Supervisor John Coyne said, and I quote, "It's worth the sit-down. We aren't committing to anything. We are getting some information," end quote. Read the full story at porcupinesoup.com. Sarah Trapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The village of Catskill will hold a special election on July 6th to fill the seat vacated by former village president Vincent Seeley. Seeley relinquished the seat in January following a four-month absence related to a new business venture. Seeley was elected to his fifth term on the village board in March 2019. Because his resignation was submitted after December 31st, 2020, the special election could not be held in conjunction with the regular village election in March. The village board has operated with only four since, with village vice president Joseph Kozlowski substituting for Seeley. Village board member Peter Gross Jr. was appointed the village's new president in April. Kozlowski said the Catskill Democratic Committee has endorsed Michelle Williams, the owner of the Mermaid Cafe and Bittersweet Catskill, as their candidate. The Catskill Republican Committee has chosen former state trooper Jeff Holliday as its choice to fill the seat, Grassi said. Grass said, and I quote, "He's a lifelong Catskill resident," end quote. Seeley's uncompleted term will expire in March 2022. Village Board Member Natasha Law's term will also expire in 2022. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting SUNY Ulster President Alan P. Roberts will preside over the school's 57th commencement on Saturday, May 15th in a pre-recorded virtual ceremony. The community college will offer several options for graduates and their families. An electronic version of the program will display photos of all of the 2021 graduates. The pre-recorded commencement can be viewed on the college's YouTube channel and Facebook page. Afterward, the video will be posted on the college's commencement webpage and on YouTube. For graduates who pre-register, SUNY also will host a drive-through diploma ceremony on the Stone Ridge campus from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. May 15th. Social distancing and other COVID-related health and safety protocols will be followed, according to the college. Graduates also can choose to participate in a safe diploma delivery option in which Roberts will visit their home. SUNY Ulster's class of 2021 is made up of 406 students. Of those, 354 will receive associate's degrees and 91 will receive certificates. The youngest graduate is 16 and the oldest is 64. Bard College will hold its 161st commencement Saturday, May 29th on its campus in Dutchess County. The ceremony will take place under the commencement tent on the Seth Goldfine Memorial Rugby Field. Attendance will be limited to graduating students. The event will be live streamed so family and friends can view it. Patrick Gaspard, a former president of the Open Society Foundation and director of the White House Office for Political Affairs from 2009 to 2011, will deliver the commencement address. Bard College President Leon Botstein will confer 398 undergraduate degrees and 136 graduate degrees. And you can read more in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grand. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.